Alistair.
James. I'm sorry to interrupt, but whenever you say Alistair and I say James, I really want you to say Team Rocket, and it never happens.
Okay. Alistair.
James.
Team Rocket.
Thank you.
Had to do it this time. We've got the bloomin' Leicester Comedy Festival this weekend.
I know. Are you excited?
I am a bit, actually. I found a really fun story about Leicester, and I've also found some other fun stories about Leicester.
So, since the live show is coming up this Saturday, and this is just a mini-episode trailer for it, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, seems like the perfect opportunity for you to share some of those mini-stories with the listenership.
Yes, this is like a little sort of amuse-boosh. Boosh? Amuse-bouche.
Yes.
Amuse-douche?
That's very much the premise of this podcast. I am the douche and I am amused.
I am amused. I found this in Westwood and Simpson, Law of the Land, the absolute classic lawmen text.
The classic folklore handbook if your hands are flipping massive.
Yeah, you've got tendon power in your wrists.
Better be the size of an Irish giant, yeah, if you want to call that a handbook.
According to St. James Magazine, in 1762, the mayor of Leicester was chosen by a pig.
The classic one pig, one vote.
And what they would do...
Or first pass the pigs? I don't know. It doesn't really work.
Pass the pigs?
First, I was thinking like first pass the post combined with pass the pigs. Doesn't really work.
No. What happened, apparently, is that all the candidates sat down with a plate of beans on their lap, and whoever the pig went and ate the beans off first got to be the mayor.
Who agreed to this? Who staged it?
Big Bean, probably Big Bean, Broad Bean. And it made me laugh a lot because it reminded me of when I was being bullied in the workplace. You remember all the nicknames?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They said, and I bought into this because it was quite funny, but they said that the town I grew up in, Chipping Norton, that the mayor was a clever pig. In fact, the cleverest pig. And that's how come it got to be mayor.
When we know in reality... It's not even that smart.
It's a very stupid pig.
Pretty much average.
And it would roll a green apple to say yes and a red apple to say no. And that's how it would sort of do its mayoral edicts.
This bullying is quite elaborate.
It is.
It's got a backstory.
It passed the time, to be honest. It passed the time. And so I had a little look online at non-human elected officials. Well, no, I say I didn't Google that. That's what the Wikipedia page ended up being called. I Googled pig mayor. And it first came up with Giggles the Pig, who ran for mayor in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get in.
Probably explains Flint's current woes.
But in Texas, in a town called... didn't ask that lady on the internet how to pronounce it, but it's Lajitas. It's like fajitas, but with an L at the start. So I would say Lajitas, but my dad would say... Lajitas.
I'm going to go with Lajitas.
In Texas, they voted a goat in to be the mayor.
By a landslide, according to the quote.
Which a goat would probably be good at dealing with, because they're usually mountain-based.
Excellent balance, yeah.
And it's been goats ever since. People don't like change.
If it ain't goat, don't fix it.
Yeah. And another goat was voted mayor in Vermont in March 2019 AD. ACE, now I'm talking like a couple of years ago. This is not like medieval times.
Yeah, yeah.
A goat was voted in as to be mayor of Vermont, and it was such a close call. It only won by 2 votes over a dog called Sammy.
Oh, what a blow for that dog.
Yeah, that was the closest it had ever come. And now it knows it's going to be goats. It's going to be all goats. The goats are going to get all other goats,
yeah,
in.
Once goats get in, yeah, once they've got their little hoofs under the desk, can't get them out.
Nope. And it's not just America and Leicester where these stupid things happen.
No, because I was ready to believe it was.
In 2001, in Marseille, in France... Dachshund, called Saucisse, French for sausage, was a candidate in Marseille. Got 4% of the votes, didn't get in. And 8 years later, was a contestant on French Big Brother.
That's fairly good lifespan for a Dachshund.
Yeah.
But it did make it onto Big Brother.
Yeah, the dog was on Big Brother. I don't know if it disgraced itself and then, like, ruined all its political chances afterwards. Like George Galloway. And the best one, and this is objectively the best one, in 1967 in Ecuador, the mayoral candidate who was voted in was a foot powder.
Like talc?
Yeah.
And that and the Talc won?
Yeah, the Talc won by a clear majority. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My favourite one, it's not even the candidate, it's just the way it's described, which is Ed the Sock, comma, a sock puppet. I'd love that we need to be told that Ed the Sock is a sock puppet.
This isn't a proper episode, so we're not going to do proper voting and names and stuff, but I would definitely win with the boar hog that was nominated as a candidate in the 1968 US presidential election called Pigasus the Immortal.
That's great.
Mm. So we're not going to talk about that on Saturday.
No.
If people are coming to the show thinking, well, I hope they talk about that time that the Leicester mayor was voted in by a pig.
Not going to happen.
But I want you to know, we know.
We know.
And that's going to be in my head for the whole gig.
So if you'd like to learn about things that aren't that pig, but do pertain to Leicester, come along to Lawmen Live. It's a virtual thing. You don't have to go anywhere.
You can do it from the comfort of your own internet.
So that's Saturday, 20th of February.
2021.
Doors open at 4:10 p.m. Google Lawmen Live.
You know how to spell it.
And Leicester Comedy Festival. And pay £5.
Quick. It's Thursday already.
Bit nervous.
And I really need to stop thinking about pigs.